And then there were 14 Republican presidential candidates. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie today announcing his candidacy for president in a speech at Livingston High in Livingston, New Jersey. That is his high school.
I am not running for president of the United States as a surrogate for being elected prom king of America. When I stand up on a stage like this in front of all of you, there is one thing you will know for sure. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and that's what America needs right now.
But it will be an uphill battle for Christie. A CNN poll of New Hampshire voters released last Thursday had Christie polling at 5%, seventh in the state, with an unfavorable rating of 44%. Still, in his speech, Christie described himself as a candidate united with the American people, fighting against the party machinery of Democrats and Republicans alike.
Both parties have stood in the corner and held their breath and waited to get their own way. Both parties have led us to believe that in America, a country that was built on compromise, that somehow now compromise is a dirty word. If Washington and Adams and Jefferson believed compromise is a dirty word, we'd still be under the crown of England.
Well, Christie is not the last candidate on the Republican side. At least that's not what we're expecting. We're still waiting on announcements from Ohio Governor John Kasich and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. That would bring the total number to 16 Republican hopefuls.